These nuts. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Boy Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. I'm joined by my fellow co-host, Mr. Ethan Dasher and Jacob McGinnis. Say hello, boys.
Hello, boyos.
Hello, fellers.
Fellers.
And lady, happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day! Real talk, shout out to my mother. Mom, if you listen to this, which you probably don't because you never talk about it, but I love you. And you're awesome, yeah.
Yeah, I'll shout out my mama too because sometimes she does listen, but sorry to be a disappointment this time.
I would shout out to my mom, but she's never going to listen to these.
Oof.
You're right.
Oof.
She probably knows we have a podcast, but I doubt she's...
And chooses not to listen to it.
She's like, yeah, I'm not.
And she's like, oh,
that.
Josh has a podcast? Remind self to never listen.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm used to.
Exactly. But
if you'd like to keep up with our past podcast and kind of shoot us some mail time, go to bluecollarboysofficial.com. Check us out there. If you got a beard or maybe you want to get something for your wife for Mother's Day, maybe she's got a beard, go to thebeardstruggle.com and use Blue Collar 10. You'll get 10% off.
You won't struggle beardedly anymore.
Also, you can stalk us on Facebook and Instagram. We can't get our MySpace to work. But, but you know, we do actually have some mail time, guys.
We have some mail time?
We have some mail.
Yeah, there's three of us here. We're all dudes.
We're all males.
That's true.
Mail time!
I'm kind of excited about this.
I wish I had a button that said, hey, humanity here.
So I'm going to leave this person anonymous, even though I know exactly who it was when they typed it, because I know a lot of our listeners. And it says here, I have enjoyed most of your podcast. I will have to say I don't agree with most of what I hear from y'all, but I guess ignorance is wasted on the youth. Dun, dun, dun. I don't believe in Bigfoot, UFOs, or ghosts, except the Holy Ghost, of course. But why in the name of the all-Southern rock world didn't anyone want to bring back Ronnie Van Zant and the Dead Celebrity Draft? What the crap? You call yourselves redneck. Anyway, keep the podcast coming. Just try and stay away from the poop jokes. Are you 10 years old or what?
Okay, so are we allowed to comment on this mail time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, because I do have something to say. I have been a redneck in my past.
All right.
Okay.
I get a redneck every time I get out in the sun.
Yeah, but okay. You're an idiot.
Exactly.
But my point here is, I don't know that we've like come out and claimed to be rednecks. Like we're not a redneck podcast. We're blue collar boys who are from the South.
Well, yeah. We're from the South down here. We all got redneck boys.
Okay, shut up. But you know, and that's just my thing. Like we don't. I at least don't claim to be redneck on this podcast. If anything, I'd be more of a roughneck.
But, you don't do no daggum crude oil.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Crude oil, huh? Hey.
Well, he brings up a very good point, the whole Ronnie Van Zant thing.
I was going to say, I got to give him now. I might not be Leonard Skinner at the top of my list. I like Leonard Skinner, but that's a good one to bring up.
That is a good one because, me personally, I liked Ronnie Van Zant's vocals better than his brother Johnny.
Okay.
That's just me. Yeah. I mean, some people say they sound the same. I don't think so. They sound different, but they both have that Southern sound, but they're just different. And I just loved, like, Ronnie's voice and how he sounded and everything. So that's a good point. Like, that's who he would bring.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to say is when you read that, I thought, yeah, that's a really, really good one to bring up because that's a defining era of music, really.
Right.
I know another one we didn't bring up, but I'm going to save it for the DCDP.
Okay.
It's DCDP, man.
That sounds like something dirty.
It does sound something like something dirty. Like, do not type DCDP into Pornhub. You might come up with something you don't want to see.
I might go do it just for fun.
It kind of sounds like it's going to be superheroes double penetration.
Gosh. So
what if it's like two Marvel characters? And I don't even like superheroes.
What if it's the Hulk and anybody?
Oh God. I wouldn't type the Hulk in on there for nothing, dude. I'd be afraid of what comes up.
I'm pretty sure there's already a parody of that out there.
Oh, there's got to be. Sure.
Every
Hulk really smash. Hulk finally actually smashing.
Every movie or anything out there, there's always a parody of it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just hilarious to see how they do it, though. It's just like, really, that's...
Yeah, I know.
Imagine this one. Star Wars, right?
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure there is one.
Luke, I am your father.
No! Oh, yeah!
Is this based in Alabama?
Oh, man.
West Virginia's a cousin.
Yeah, you know, the West Virginians have sex with their cousins.
Speaking of,
Alabama,
man,
has sex with their siblings.
Being on the daggum road all week, I love the South, and I love everybody down here. We're good folks. I love the whole nation. But by God, I can't stand y'all driving in West Virginia and Kentucky. Y'all need to just go freaking park, dude, please. Anyway, we'll go on.
So... We stay pretty current on this podcast from time to time, and, you know, we get off on some poop jokes here and there. And but
that thing's really quiet.
I got to turn that up a little bit. I think I turned it down from the last time you had it blasting in our ear. Try it again.
Oh, yeah, that's a good fart.
That's a lot better. Let me turn it just a tad bit more until you hit that one, because that one's loud.
Yeah,
but anyway, so we like to stay current.
We do like to stay current, you know, like an ocean current.
Yeah, right. Swirly.
We on the Atlantic side.
Wash me out to sea, please. And but you know,
see you later.
We're in the first weekend.
We're getting salty.
Oh my God! I'm just gonna go drown myself now.
Well, I mean, that's pity.
Oh, we're getting lost to sea here.
My God, this is a shipwreck. This conversation is a shipwreck. I feel stranded because I'm the only one that wants to stay current.
Dude, okay.
Son of a beach.
That's going to be a new... Hey, that's a new game after DCDP. Stranded Island. You can have three things. What are they?
Oh, that's we'll a good one,
we can do that. We should take like a segment where we just like Google any random topic.
Oh, dude.
And then just do puns at it. Because that was hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Because we're dads at heart, even though I'm a real dad.
Oh, you are a dad.
He's a real dad.
Yeah.
I'm a dad at heart.
The rest of me and Jacob are practice.
We might need to go to the store and get some white New Balances in.
Hey, dude, I'm down, man. I need some new shoes.
I would do that.
I got to be at least 30. First.
My dang Walmart boots are always getting broke.
Where's the salsa?
LK Green. Like,
how hard is it for someone to understand that if we got the door locked where you can't get in here?
That
Why are you still trying to peek in here and ask me a question during a podcast?
You could also go the other way.
I mean, yeah, for real, there's another door.
Good Lord.
But anyway.
It's Mother's Day. I got to be reverent.
Yeah.
I won't say what I was thinking. You mother.
You mother.
You mother.
You are a mother. It's in the refrigerator.
She's going to send her to see.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to jump into the...
The Roni?
The macaroni? We're going to make macaroni noises?
Because I think, like you said, we like to stay current, and obviously the coronavirus is still very current.
Yeah.
I know Ether had something he wanted to say.
Well, I was just going to say, dude, I am sick of this lockdown. I've had enough, man. Like, okay, they're starting to open some stuff up here in North Carolina a little bit. I don't know if everybody's in North Carolina listening to us, whatever.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
First weekend of phase one, right?
Yeah, and we were in South Carolina yesterday at the studio.
Yeah.
And they're, I think it's tomorrow, they're opening restaurants again.
Yeah, but not all the way. It's like.
It's like 50% capacity or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But they've been doing since, it's the 10th. So since the 27th of April.
Yeah.
They've been doing. Outdoor seating, if they have it available, they can sit outdoors.
Okay.
So I mean, this is not to downplay anybody's suffering from the virus,
laughing's killing me.
But I don't think South Carolina has been hit quite as hard as some other places. Well, as far as fat guys are concerned, because I like to go sit down and eat.
Yeah, I do too. But that's the thing is, okay, if we're going to jump all the way into this, all right, what made me mad and what made me start thinking about this this morning is the fact that they've let people start coming out. So,
right.
I'm not saying that you're not allowed to leave your house, period, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But people have started to come out. And I went to Charlotte today. I guess we'll have to break this down a little bit. We're in Gastonia, 30 minutes from Charlotte at the most.
Right.
Okay, I had to go over there to do some things. I wanted to grab some breakfast on the way over there. I passed four different drive-thrus before I get to the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I should have took the first one because there was only a few cars in it.
Right.
I passed it, and I got to some of the other ones in Belmont.
Yep.
Dude.
Belmont's rough right now.
Okay, there's McDonald's has the two drive-thru.
Right.
They were wrapped around the building and on the road.
Of course.
Bojangles, which is right next door, wrapped around the building, on the road. Hardee's, which is down the street. No offense to anybody, especially the people that run it. I'm not a big fan of Hardee's. I'll eat it if I have to.
Right.
Okay, it was wrapped around the building to the street. I don't even know how that one in Belmont stays in business, honestly, because I've never seen it that busy.
Every time I pass it, there's nobody there.
That's what, yeah.
But I don't get it.
I mean, I pass it, and I was like, dude, screw this. So I just went to the truck stop up near where I was going and got me something. But that, it, man, the thing is, like, this opening up slowly, we were just talking about it, dude. Like, everybody's going to have to get this for it to go away.
For the whole, because...
herd immunity.
Yeah, the herd immunity thing. But, like, I've heard, and that's the issue here, is everybody's heard something.
Yeah, I know.
But I've heard that they don't want herd immunity. They just want to eliminate the virus.
You're not going to do that.
But you can't do that.
Yeah.
You literally just can't do it. So everybody's going to have, not everybody, but the mass majority of people have to get the virus so that we can defeat it the way that they want to. Like, it, you know, I'm sorry, I'm stuttering a lot, but
no,
it's the way that my boss explained it to me, and I think my mom has said it once before too, but it's a virus.
Yeah.
And what a virus has to do is it has to run its course.
Yep.
Right.
So, and I understand, you know, it hits some people harder and people die, and I hate that. I mean, that sucks, but I mean, I've said it on the podcast before, like, you can't stop the world just because some people are getting sick.
The impact from this, from shutting down, if we stayed shut down, is gonna hurt more in the long run. Okay, we're gonna lose people. It's just gonna happen.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It sucks.
But you know,
they take in economic, like when they're planning things out for the future and the economy and whatnot, they take into the fact a normal person's lifespan.
Right.
And stuff's gonna kill people. You can't just protect everybody.
Yeah.
It's not trying to look at someone and say that life isn't worth anything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, look, we're not gonna try and force you to freaking die.
Right.
But it's up to you what you're gonna have to, what you decide you're comfortable with on this. That's what needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely think that that the stay-at-home order was a good thing. I don't think it should have lasted as long as it did.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I definitely agree with the fact that, you know, we need to flatten the curve. We need to, you know, whatever, all that kind of stuff.
I don't know about flattening the curve as much. I think the thing was we needed to watch the hospitals getting overrun.
Right.
Okay.
Which was literally the next thing that I was about to say.
And they didn't get overrun. Thing.
That's what I was going to say. But here's the thing, too. My whole thing in the beginning, if a place got hit real hard, New York,
right,
places like that, New York City,
mm-hmm,
okay, locked down.
Right.
Yep. The rest of upstate New York, they ain't got crap going on.
Right.
New York City was the epicenter. Like, why would you not just contain it more there? You can't treat...
And I'm not saying just New York either.
You can't treat Gastonia like New York City.
Exactly.
Right? It's not the same.
And they're not doing that, though, because I think it's like South Dakota or something.
Yeah. I think they're back to normal.
Shut down.
No, they didn't.
Oh,
they got more cows than people, probably.
Yeah, so they never did anything. They were just like, oh, yeah, my buddy Bob, you know, he got sick for a couple days, but now he's fine, and that was it.
They're the masters of social distancing because their neighbor's probably 300 miles.
300 miles from finding another place, yeah.
Look at Sweden.
Yeah.
They never fully shut down. They just say, hey, y'all keep your distance.
And right. I think we're still looking to them to see the long-term effects of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if long-term effects take place and they didn't have that many problems – dude, they did it right.
Right.
And we can't say necessarily right now that they did. I think that it was a better choice not to, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know, dude. Like, it just, I ripped the mic out of my freaking face. I mean, but it just.
Two, we don't know who's already had it and just got over and didn't know they were even had it.
Exactly.
We don't know how long it's actually been here. I think it's been here longer than they think it has. And you can't, like.
Because perfect example. I don't want to call him out because I don't want people to freak out about it, but a dude that is incredibly close to me, he's blood. He called me the other day, and he's like, yeah, just got told by my boss that like about 2 weeks ago I came in contact with somebody that was confirmed or tested positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And he's freaking out. I'm like, okay, pause, stop. Are you sick? No. Do you feel sick? No. Okay, go to work.
It's been 14 days.
It's
right?
been it was 12 at that point.
Okay,
and I'm thinking you're fine.
Yeah,
you haven't shown anything. I mean, yeah, you're probably carrying it, and it sucks if you pass it on to somebody. But think about how many other people that you've come in contact with that probably have done the same thing you're doing right now.
Yeah,
it you know it just
do what they say to do if you got to. I mean, if it's required by the law or whatever.
Right.
If you got to stay shut down for 2 weeks. It sucks, but do it.
Right.
But after that, if you feel fine, then I mean, you've done the part that they've said to do.
Go to work.
Go to work.
Yep.
Dude, my mom works in a plant where one of them ended up having it.
Yeah.
But they did everything they're supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
What gets me is the whole 6 feet. It's like the virus is like sees you at 6 foot, and it's like, nope, 5 foot 11. Yep, here I go.
Yep, here we go, here we go.
Like, I mean,
I can make that jump.
Yeah. It's probably just so you don't bump into each other.
Right.
But I feel like 6 feet's a little.
I have never.
Extra.
Well, I have never said anything to do with the mask. I'm fine with social distancing, but I don't think you need to wear a mask.
Yeah,
I'm never going to do
it. But I think the thing with 6 feet is more. So you don't get coughed on.
Yeah, and I get that. I get that. It's just like 6 feet. Okay, that means I need to kind of stay away from you a little
bit.
And that's fine. Okay, I want people to stay away from me as much as possible anyway. Yeah. My boss still wants to come up and talk to me like 2 feet away from me. Like, back up, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell that breath.
Well, I think that too, like, we'll have to look it up on Google and see. But I think, like, if you cough or sneeze, it projects, like,
oh,
a good freaking
distance.
I think
it goes, like, 4 feet.
Yeah, so six, I mean, that's like a 2 foot barrier.
Yeah.
But see, like, some of these places were requiring that you wear a mask to come in. No, I don't know of any place around here, but I've heard of places elsewhere that they required you to wear a mask to buy something. I'm like, if you require me to wear a mask, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah,
because I'm robbing you.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to rob you if I got to come in here with a mask.
Here's the thing. If you're going to – I'm the kind of person that's like, I never go in somewhere and go, well, by God, I ain't going to do nothing here evermore.
Right.
Because one person's not going to shut somebody down.
Yeah.
But – I will choose myself not to go to a place like that. If you're going to require me to do that, screw you.
Wait, didn't you not go to Guitar Share anymore because the guy treated you bad?
I went to that one location. I went to that one location. Hey,
you went back since.
I just told you. I will choose not to go. And I didn't say this part. I'll choose not to go somewhere, and I'll tell you my reasoning why. But I'm not going to go, hey, Jacob, please don't ever step foot back in that store because they were wrong to me.
Right.
No, this is funny. I just thought I'd bring that up.
No, I'm glad you did because that's actually a really good example.
I tried to go to the guitar store. You're like, nah, man, I ain't going there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, dang, where are we going, guys? We'll go to the other one. I'm like, yeah, it's further away. He's like, I don't care.
It's not anymore. They moved to Pineville, I remember.
Yeah, that's right. They did move it.
Which, shout out to them. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
GC.
Yeah. GC. Boy.
See, I like Guitar Center, man, but like, it sucks.
For a drummer, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it sucks that there are not many drum stores.
Yeah.
There's not very many music stores to begin with, but it's like every music store you go to is pretty much based around, like, guitars.
Yeah. No, I get that, man.
I mean, it's just, you know, because it's the instrument that everybody wants to play whenever they want
to
learn.
Did you ever go to Sam Ash?
I used to go to Sam Ash all the time.
Yeah.
Before they got crappy.
Yeah.
And it was simply because the reason I say they got crappy is because they took their drum room and halved it in size.
Oh, man, that's
and
lame.
Then they took out all of the, which, not that I ever bought anything super expensive there, but they took out all of the really pretty drum kits to look at, and all that kind of stuff. And it's all like groove percussion and all this cheap stuff.
Yeah, but they were over there off Tavola?
Yes, off Tavola.
It's not that kind of area.
Dude, that location is in a horrible spot.
It is.
That's probably
man.
Why they took all the expensive stuff out. Like, yeah.
They could move, like, probably somewhere around 485, like that one guitar center and went to Pineville.
Yeah.
I mean, the location they're at is great.
I think
it's
fantastic.
Super busy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a busy area right there, too, because isn't there a mall close to there?
Yeah, it's right across the street.
Which one is? That's
Carolina Place.
Carolina Place, yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, because there's like, you have that one, you have South Park, and then there's one other, but I think
South Park's
like,
in the rich.
Yeah, it's in the rich area of Charlotte, but Bane, you're an idiot.
Yeah, he is.
He just came in the other door, too. That's the funny thing.
But, so anyway, let's go ahead and go on into our dead celebrity draft pick, if you're done.
I think we
stayed pretty current
on that.
Yeah,
we covered that.
No more puns, please.
Now, so with this one, we need to make sure we don't get lost at sea if we're going to stay current.
Sorry, it's my fantasy.
So are we going to do it the way we did last time, or are we going to do the trade for trade?
No, that's afterwards.
That's afterwards. Okay.
I say we do a couple rounds of the regular dead celebrity draft pick, but then I have a variation we can try after a couple rounds.
Okay.
So,
dang, I wasn't ready for this, so go ahead.
I'll go first. In this first round of the Dead Celebrity draft pick, and I this is the one I was like, man, I'm surprised nobody brought it up before, but Hank Williams Sr.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's a big one. You know, honestly, I think I was thinking, I just never said.
Yeah, because think about all the songs that he wrote before he died. He died at, what, like 29 or something like that, or 28
know.
Or 29? He was young. To die at that age, but he had wrote so many songs, and he could write them like quick.
Yeah,
like, he could just think about it, and he's got it, you know. And he wrote a lot of good songs, even like songs that are sung in church. I Saw the Light.
Yeah,
I mean, dang, it's like wow, that's cool, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, he paved the way for a lot of different artists. I feel like, you know, and but one of the songs that he wrote, that thinking about how young he died and everything, kind of gives me chills.
Yeah.
And it's the song, I think it's titled, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive.
Oh, wow.
And that song is like, man. Like some people look at country and they're like, I hate country. I don't like this. Okay. I understand it to a point. Okay?
Yeah.
I feel like country music is the most American and patriotic music that we have. It's a tradition of American.
I think, music. And this is going to come out bad, because I know a bunch of great musicians that can't stand it. But, dude, I lose a lot of respect for someone musically if they say they won't listen to it, or they just can't listen to it.
Right.
Not the new stuff at all.
Which I get. That's like, why I said to a point.
Keep your new modern country stations turned off. I'm fine with that.
Don't listen to Luke Bryan.
But, But
I'll keep that in mind. Never mind. Keep going.
When you go back to – there are a couple songs I like from him.
Okay, one or two maybe. I'll give him.
Yeah, but it's old.
While we're on it, and keep that thought, because I'll forget it.
Yeah, I got to keep this one, too, because I was...
There's an advertisement on Pandora, and it's for, like, Backroads Country Music Station or something on Pandora. It plays a snippet of some of these people's songs, and there's, like, I'm like, all right, it's modern, but I don't care for it. And they're like, Luke Bryan. He's like, live here, die here. Yeah. I'm like, that is the worst snippet you can take from any song. If that's the best part of the song, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But sorry.
Continue. No, you're good. That's funny as crap, actually. But that's, I mean, the old country music, and I love bluegrass, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's so much talent in bluegrass music. I don't care what anybody says. Flat picking, dude.
Oh,
when
yes.
people get to flat picking, boy. Yep. That's nuts, man. But I think that country music, even though it brings out a lot of sad stuff, the old style stuff,
mm-hmm.
it's just it. I don't know, man. Like, it's, as a musician and a retard, I guess, I just enjoy it, man. I don't know. I do.
Right. Do you have a pick, or do you want Jacob to
go? I do, but it looked like he had something he wanted to say.
I was just laughing at you because you smacked that bowl on the table.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'll go. I got one. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. I don't think we said this before, but Robin Williams.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
That's good. That's not music related. He was
he was my second pick for today.
Really? Oh man, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, good, man. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's a solid pick, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is a fantastic pick.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Dude, yes.
Okay, now his classics are amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
But one of my favorite movies to watch him in is RV.
Yes.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Dude,
that's a
good one. Oh, it's such a fun movie.
I think he's
big old rolling turd coming through. Coming through.
Dude, he's so funny, man.
He is,
he's so like, I don't know, he's just so genuine, you know?
And that's why it's so sad, because wasn't he in what was that thing he was? No, he was in an episode of like Law and Order or something, and the character he played was like this super, like sad, like wallowing in his own self pity almost kind of thing, and that was like really close to whenever he passed away, and that like whenever you sit back and think about something like that, it's like, dude,
he was
such a happy, you know, person. And then you watch something like that, and you're like, okay, was this like a cry for help? Or you know?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I feel like he helped so many people just by being funny.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why it's sad, because, you know, even the genie on Aladdin.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Yeah.
Nobody else could do that better.
No.
I'm sorry. I agree. But nobody else could do that better. Like, he had the talent to mimic voices, to create these other voices, to just think outside the box, you know? And I think he felt like that was his mission, is to try to help. Because I think he felt alone. And that's the problem with people who suffer from depression. And I'll be honest, I get depressed from time to time.
Dude, I stay depressed.
But a part of that is that you can be in a room full of people but still feel alone.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's depression. And I think he felt that so much. But yet, how does someone in his status come out to somebody and say, look, I'm depressed? And they're going to be like, what, are you crazy?
Yeah.
They're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think, man, this is going to hit kind of weird. I hope it don't. I think that if you don't completely connect with somebody on a level of, like, I guess, mentality or whatever, mm-hmm. not necessarily every day, you know what I mean? But if you're not connected by, like, similar thoughts of – and great, like, I don't even know how to say it, like, higher thinking, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, especially if you're, and I'm not saying, like, you're stupid, but, you know, if somebody's not on the same level as you intellectually, I think we get together pretty good sometimes.
Yeah.
Not that we're maybe, we're probably just not intelligent, but, but, you know. I really feel that way. I feel like if you're not connected with everybody, if you're like, you can, like, we can make friends with each other. That's
right.
One thing. But there's like a true companionship, or sometimes it's just, you don't find it.
Yeah.
And I think that hits people hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
That's a good pick. Anyway, solid pick.
Sorry that it went from
one thing to another. I love that pick because okay. Yes, he's gone. But he's definitely not forgotten. People are going to watch his stuff and be like, man, this guy's hilarious.
Dude, I literally watched RV like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was on Netflix for a little while, and that's when I seen it, probably a few months back. I think
I have
seen
it on DVD because I like it so much, yeah.
Heck yeah, dude.
What was the one where he was the doctor with the red nose? You remember that one? I don't know the name of it, but I've seen it. Patch Adams.
Keep
or
talking,
something.
I'll look it up.
Might have been like Patch Adams or something like that.
I don't remember. I don't even know if I know that one, really.
Yeah, that one's a good one. I think that one's a little sad to it, but I think from what I can remember, because I've only seen it like once or twice.
Yeah.
It's been years ago when I seen it. But it was like a children's ward of a hospital. He tried to make a hospital for these kids and all that stuff. And he would make them laugh and this and that. And
yeah, you were right. Patch Adams.
Patch Adams.
Yes.
Booyah.
Okay. And Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh, yes.
And freaking Dead Poet Society, boy.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh. See, now I'm sad.
Yeah,
now
my I'm bad.
But that's
but hey,
a solid
pick.
That's a good pick.
I was going to bring it up too, but, you know, it still sucks. And and this was like a really interesting character for him, but did you ever watch Not at the Museum with Ben Stiller?
Yes.
And he played
yes.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Dude.
I thought it was freaking great.
Yeah,
that was
fantastic.
It's kind of a silly movie to think about, but dude, that was a good movie.
It
man.
Was a good movie.
They were.
But,
so
and,
Jacob, sorry.
Oh my, my pick. my pick for round one. I'm going to have to think of a round two.
Yep. Ethan, well, I got good. Two too.
Yeah. All this conversation, I hope you spark one.
Yeah, so my round one pick is Heath Ledger.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Boy, how is that not mentioned already?
That's a good one.
I don't know how I didn't mention it, because I literally wear his face on my shoulder.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I mean, he thought me, but...
But I forgot about him.
I happened to walk by in the mirror, and I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I got him.
But yeah, Heath Ledger's my number one pick.
That's a good one.
And see, and I feel like he was definitely the best Joker.
I don't feel like it. I know he was.
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying personally, opinionated. Yeah. Opinionated statement. I'm not going to say for a fact, because then people say, no. Then it starts an argument.
My opinion is right.
I loved Batman as a kid, but I didn't watch it all the time.
Right.
But my God, the when I seen him in that, dude,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, this, I mean, is freaking incredible. Just to me, like,
serious.
Like, I just loved it, man.
You know the scene where he's in the hospital with Harvey Dent,
yeah,
or Two-Face, whatever you want to call him,
yeah.
And then he like walks out of the hospital,
Quispy,
and he's walking down, he's walking down the road,
yeah,
and he's got the detonator in his hand,
yeah.
He presses the button and it doesn't go off,
yeah.
You know that was not planned,
really,
because he was holding the real detonator,
yeah.
So he pressed the button and it didn't go off. So he was like, what the heck? And so he had to play it off like, you know, whatever.
He did good.
So he started smacking it and everything, and then it finally goes off, and he was like, ah, okay.
So he kind of jumps. He's like,
yeah.
Oh.
And then he carried on.
Dude, it was good.
It was fantastic. I mean,
he just, like, his mannerisms and everything in it is what I thought, dude, this dude's just.
It's the way that he talks, and then, like, when he licks his lips in between.
Yes. Oh. And you know why he licked his lips, right?
I know.
That latex that they put on there to make it look like he had the scars irritated his lips, so he kept doing it. They're like, yeah, do that. He's like, what? They're like, what you just did, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's
that
freaking
was good.
Sick, dude.
And see, that's a conversation that I enjoy to have, but also hate to have at the same time, because obviously, like, well, people who have seen me and know me, but I have the Joker, Heath Ledger's Joker, tattooed on my arm, and people ask me why I did that. And I tell him, well, just because, number one, I think he was the best Joker ever, and I just loved his, what is it, his interpretation of the Joker.
Yeah,
right.
It's a really weird, messed up way to think about it, but what I have heard, and people tell me I'm wrong when I say this, but what I have heard is the way that he died was he more or less, like, long story short, he did what's called method acting.
Mm-hmm.
So he literally became the Joker,
because
he like locked himself in a hotel room for, like, you know, however long, and basically drove himself insane.
Yeah.
And became the Joker, and then like OD'd on some drugs.
Dang, I didn't say, I don't know.
Right. And so the other reason I wear that is to remind myself to stay, or anybody else, whenever I tell them, is to stay true to yourself, or it'll kill you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But anyway, so Heath Ledger. That's what I'm bringing.
No,
back
that's I mean that one. that's a good way to look at that too.
And see, I was trying to find this. Yes, okay. I shared it, but I couldn't find it on my Facebook. But it kind of fits I shared it because it was something to do with the coronavirus and this and that. But it was one of his quotes from the movie.
Yeah.
And it says, their morals, their code, it's a bad joke. Dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be. You'll see. I'll show you. When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other. See, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Dude.
Dang.
When he, oh my gosh.
Boy, if that doesn't, like, and it showed stuff of people, like, tearing the toilet paper down and all this stuff, and people fighting over stuff and all that.
Right.
I'm like, dude, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying, I'm not a monster. I'm just ahead of the curve.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy, if that don't give you chills thinking about that, it's like.
You know, that it's kind of funny, because that's kind of what I think, what I was talking about, where you connect on somebody's level.
Right.
The majority of people, like, when this virus hit and they started, there was no toilet paper and stuff on the shelf and stuff.
Right.
I mean, I sat back and thought, y'all go ahead. Y'all do whatever y'all got to do, get y'all's stupidity out of the way, and then I'm going to take care of myself.
Right.
That's connected on a different level, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But I like that.
Yeah. So you're Hank Williams Sr.
Mm-hmm.
You brought back Robin Williams, and I got Heath Ledger. So who's your round two, Josh?
I'm sitting here thinking. I'm almost running out.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of them.
I forgot to start thinking of them.
There's tons of them, and I'm like kind of on the point.
I can go again if you want.
Okay,
to.
If you
actually,
got one,
I
go.
Think, yeah, go ahead.
So okay. My second round, and I mentioned it as a joke in the first round that we ever did, but I would bring back Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because and you brought back Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
In our last bit that we did. Elvis, if you bring back Elvis, you've got the King of Rock back. If you bring back Michael Jackson, you got the King of Pop.
Yeah.
I don't like New Age Pop at all. I wish it would go away forever. but Michael Jackson, he is a genius. And that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would bring back Michael Jackson.
I'm going to pick Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yes, at times he was also a celebrity, absolutely.
Right.
But he was also a good president.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like, and you may not like this, but I feel like Trump's a good president. You can hate him if you want. That's your opinion.
Yeah.
I like him.
Trump in his presidency is like Nickelback and rock and roll.
Everybody hates him, quote unquote, because it's fun
and it's popular to hate him.
Yeah.
Right.
But you cannot deny that he has done good for our country.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's all I'm going to say on this.
Yeah, we don't want to get super political because I'll go off on a whole thing.
I will. Screw all you Trump haters. But no, I feel like, in a sense, Trump is kind of like Ronald Reagan, just upscaled a little bit more. Like, he's a little more outspoken on some things.
Yeah,
I feel like Reagan was probably a little bit more reserved.
Trump is definitely way more outspoken.
Yeah.
Trump, China,
he didn't have Twitter.
He does not care.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan didn't have a Twitter.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Somebody needs to take the phone out of Trump's hand sometimes. Like, stop tweeting.
Sometimes, and I love that man. I'm glad I'll vote for him again. I don't care what y'all think. But by God, I wish they would take that Twitter from him sometimes.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, though, I truly don't know if he runs that Twitter.
I don't know.
And I know, like, people started to question that, and he put a post on his Twitter that said, yes, this is really me, I run this Twitter.
Yeah.
He could have had the person doing it say that.
Well, yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that the president of the United States is on his phone, like, going through Twitter and trying, you know.
I don't know, though.
I mean,
he is different than anyone that we've had.
That's true, but I personally just find it hard to believe.
I'll agree with the people sometimes that he probably shouldn't say some things. He does say some things sometimes that I feel like he probably didn't need to say that. And he kind of puts his foot in his mouth every now and then.
Yeah.
But who doesn't?
Yo, I know.
Right.
You can't tell me that Obama was perfect.
You're right.
No.
Please don't tell me that you think Obama was perfect. If you think Obama was perfect, please write in to bluecollarboysofficial.com so I can have your email and send you all kinds of hate mail.
He wasn't my favorite, but I don't.
He wasn't as bad as I thought he would be.
I think he was, but.
I thought it was going to be the end of the world. I'm
serious.
Yeah,
I
was like,
too.
Oh my gosh, I was reading into all the media and all this crap.
Right, yeah,
there's one thing you got to give him, no matter what side you stand on, and not necessarily that he's correct, but the man knew how to talk to people.
Yes, he did.
I mean, there ain't nobody that I know better as far as
and
like.
And that is a fact.
Yeah. The American people are.
God bless America.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't agree with anything really that he did, but.
But, and see, that, and this is like completely left field, but it has to do with the media and like people judging people and then everybody else agrees with it kind of
Absolutely.
Thing. Cam Newton, quarterback for the Panthers. I loved that man. Especially when he first joined, I was all about Cam Newton. I thought he was a great quarterback. He was a great team player. He was a great dude all around. A couple of my friends have met him in person, and apparently he's not the most approachable, which is fine because he's extremely popular, and he probably gets that all the time. Do I think that you should try to put on a happy face whenever you're meeting a fan? Yeah, of course I do. But at the same time, when you've got thousands of people coming up, hey, can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Hey, can I call my wife? Hey, can I do this? Can I do that?
Yeah, I get that.
It can get annoying. What really got to me though is when Cam was doing good, when they were winning, he was all over the sideline, jumping up and down, talking to everybody, smiling. But if he was losing or if he was doing bad himself, he would sit on the sideline, like on his bench, and he would have a towel over his head and tucked into his shoulder pads. And people hated that. Well, he's acting like a baby. He shouldn't be doing that. He should be out there with the rest of his team. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, hold on. Are you forgetting the fact that he, too, is a human being?
Yeah.
He has feelings as well. He knows he's not doing good. He's disappointed in himself. So let him think it out and figure out what he's got to do. Let him be a human being. And he, I mean, he'll figure it out. It's not up to you to decide how the man feels.
Yeah.
You know? But, again, completely off subject. No, that's good. It popped into my head and I wanted to say.
You bring up Cam Newton. And my cousin that did our music video for the band.
Yeah.
He's an artist. He can draw, like, super good.
Right.
Well, when Cam Newton first came on, he drew a portrait of Cam Newton and, like, the Superman thing.
Yeah.
My cousin drew that. And Cam Newton somehow had somebody contact him because he wanted one personally.
Oh, that's sick.
So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like that was kind of cool.
That is pretty sweet.
See, I feel like if that's the case, then you ought to be like, all right, you got to meet him.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, but I think he did.
Okay, if he did, that's cool.
I think he got to meet him, I think.
Here's something I'll say about the way you took that, and then I'll get to my pick or whatever. Mm-hmm. You said you got to, you know, you kind of got to put on a happy face and do whatever. Even if they are meeting that many people, I think they ought to. Here's the way I look at it from the other perspective. The majority of people are probably going to think, oh, yeah, he's cool, man, even if you're faking it.
Right.
I just want the decency of you faking it just out of respect, man.
Yeah.
No matter who you are.
Well, see, for me.
If you came and talked to me and you really didn't care for me, I'd like to know that you didn't care for me, but I'd also like to know, like, we can be professional.
We can be civilized.
Like, hey, man. Good to see you.
Right.
Okay, then let's
we'll go our separate ways.
Don't just be a dick.
Right, but see, the way that I look at it is
not saying he is either, by the way.
Right.
I don't know.
But the way that I look at it is I'm a musician.
Yeah.
And I've been to plenty of shows, I've met plenty of people, you know, at their merch tables and all that kind of stuff. If I were to be a famous musician in a band, you know, whatever it may be, and people are going to come up to me, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that they're happy whenever they talk to me.
Yeah.
But because I know how I am and I know how I feel like other people can be, you also have to be able to read people.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, like, for me, there have been plenty of shows that I've gone to. I mean, even if it's like if I went and saw Mark Schultz. He's a worship artist at my old church. He came and did a show at my church. So there's only like 1,500 people there. Not that many. And I was on staff, so I could have hung out and, you know, talked to him and got to know him a little bit or whatever. But by the end of the night, he looked like he was ready to go.
Yeah.
So I decided he probably didn't care to talk to me.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it. I left, you know.
Yeah, and I get that too. Like, I wouldn't want to – if someone comes up to you, I still say give them the, you know, the fake
right
whatever. But me and you, again, we're kind of on a different level.
Yeah.
I like to try to read somebody. If they don't look interested or if it's like 11 o'clock and they've been here for hours playing, doing whatever, I ain't going to bother you, man.
Right.
You don't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times I won't go up and meet people like that, period, because I feel like they just have to do that.
Right.
And that's just part of what this, like, hey, you got to go out there and meet the fans.
Right.
So I don't pay for VIP stuff or nothing like that. Man, y'all will walk out of this place, and unless I had something just incredible to say to you, you're not going to remember me anyway. Why does
it
matter?
Right.
And I don't blow up over famous people anyway.
Yeah.
You get paid more than I do. Whoop-de-doo. I mean, I don't know.
So who's your pick?
Jerry Reed.
Oh, the
he was in Smokey and the Bandit.
That's what I was
going to
say.
And
he was also a country singer, wasn't he?
He's a country singer, yeah. And he was in some other really good movies.
Wasn't he also a coach for the 49ers or something?
No, you're thinking of
he was a coach in a movie.
He was coaching Waterboy, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't Waterboy.
I think it was. Dude, he's just funny, yes. Man.
Yes. Are you stupid?
Yeah.
That was what he did.
Dude, he cracked me.
I think you're
right. Speaking of, I was going to make a joke. I was going to say Adam Sandler, and then y'all are supposed to say he's not dead.
He's not
I was going to say, yeah, but his career is.
Oh, God.
No, I love Adam Sandler.
He's not dead?
But his career,
he's thriving.
Yeah.
Thriving. You got it, man.
I like him though, man.
Yeah.
And Jerry Reed. That's why he was my pick.
So
he could play the fire out of the guitar too.
Did you find it?
No. Did you do your second pick yet?
Yeah, I said Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
So we're good on those two rounds. Now, listen, here's the variation.
Okay.
What celebrity would you choose to die so that another one could live forever? So you're picking two people. So who would you want to die to make someone else live forever?
All right. I have to ask this. Can we, in the process of losing somebody to regain somebody, can the person we're regaining be someone we've picked in the draft?
Well, see, this... Well, for someone to live forever, it's not to bring somebody back. And you can make that if you want. You can say, hey, I choose this person to die to bring this person back.
I was going
to
say, because mine was going to be a bring back.
You can do that, but, like, for example, I'll go ahead and do my first pick. This is what I was talking about. Like, but you can do either one, but just specify.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, oh, that guy's dead. he's dead forever. No. But anyway... So, I pick Luke Bryan to die so that Zach Wilde can live forever.
Oof.
And we continue getting his music. That's my example, and that's my point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could care less about anything else that Luke Bryan writes or sings about. He can sing about butthole farts for all I care. I don't care. That's what it sounds like to me anyway.
Yeah.
Zach Wilde is the shred meister, man. Yeah. Like, come on, man. You can put him up against just about anybody, I feel like. Modern day now.
I love Zach Wilde, man. I'm good.
I mean, the dude was with Ozzy,
yeah.
You know, and then was on his own with Black Label Society. The dude can shred. You can't deny it. So it's like everything I've heard of his is just good. It's just like, man, if you love someone who can shred and can write stuff, and he's got a good vocal voice,
yeah,
you know, he's a solid pick.
Yeah.
Compared to Luke Bryan, yes, I would pick Zach Wilde every day.
Does it have to be in the same category then, or just because
mine's country and rock? So.
Yeah,
and it can be just a celebrity. Like you can choose.
I've got one.
Go ahead, then.
It feels terrible saying anything like this, but I would choose Miranda Lambert to die.
Dadgummit!
So that Carrie Underwood could live forever.
Oh, your sister's friend. Now.
She's gonna bust through the daggum floor.
But look, I mean, it really has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, and, I know you.
Dude, I mean.
She'd probably say the same thing, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be real. And y'all may not like Carrie Underwood like I do. I mean, she writes some amazing songs.
Yeah.
I think she's a much better singer than Miranda Lambert, too. So that's just me. I think she's a great person as well. But, yes,
that's a good pick.
That's though. What I would do.
I get it.
I'm gonna get rid of Kanye West.
Oh my god!
Don't get rid of our next president, dude.
Oh god! I want Burt Reynolds back from the dead.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
I didn't mean to go Smokey and the Bandit straight in a row, but dude, I was sitting there after I thought of Jerry Reed. I was like, boy, Burt freaking Reynolds. Like,
that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I choose. Let's see. Oh, what was her name? Who played Tomb Raider?
Angelina Jolie.
I pick her to die and Alan Jackson to live forever.
Oh, my goodness.
I like Alan Jackson.
I like Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah.
She can die so Alan Jackson can live.
All right.
That's where I'm at with that. What has she done in the last 5 years that you want to keep her
she's
around
She's been
for?
In a domestic dispute with Brad Pitt.
Well, so I pick Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie to die.
Dude, they have kids, bro. Be gentle at least.
Okay. I'm not asking their kids to die.
Now they're left with nothing.
They probably pay somebody to take care of them anyway.
They got enough
How
money.
Are they going to pay somebody? They're dead.
They'll have a butler that takes care of them, and they'll all become superheroes.
Yeah, okay.
That's how Batman happened.
Alfred. Oh, sad. Dang, dude. You got another one, Ethan?
Dang it. I tell you what, this is random as crap. I picked Nick Cage to go.
What?
For Betty White, even though she's going to live forever.
Oh,
I still want Betty White around.
That's good.
Is she actually still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why we're saying.
Dude, she's probably out literally fighting the coronavirus. Yeah. Like, she can see it and is, like, stepping on it.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
She outlived all the other Golden Girls.
Now, you said Nick.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. But
I actually like Nick Cage.
That reminded me of somebody.
Nick Jonas.
Yes. Nick Jonas can go on, and I would like, and this is going to sound
such a bad
game. I know, it's terrible. And okay, and disclaimer, I am not wishing death upon anybody.
Anyone. No.
This is just a game that we're doing just because, shut up. Just because of our opinions on who we want to be around for a while. And this is like kind of left field for a Blue Collar Boys podcast, but I would trade Nick Jonas for my boy Post Malone to live forever.
I feel you. People don't give credit to what Post Malone really can do. So.
Dude, I'm still waiting on that man to release a full acoustic album.
Oof.
'Cause dude, like his song off of Stony, his first record, what's it called? I can't think of what it's called. Feeling Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And also I Fall Apart on that one. It's not an acoustic song, but it kind of has that feel. But those two, Circles off of his new one, and then Stay off of Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean that's almost like a half a record right there.
Yeah.
And all of those songs are like so chill and so broken down, and like he literally like sings on them.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. That I Fall Apart or whatever.
That song will get you, man.
Yeah.
And I'm about to say another cuss word on this podcast, so please, you know, cover your ears if you have to. But I saw him live.
Yeah.
Right after the release of his second album, and his stage presence is amazing. First off, but when he introduced I Fall Apart, he comes up to the front of the stage and he's talking to everybody, you know, saying this and that, whatever. And he's like, all right, this next song is about the bitch that broke my heart.
Yeah.
And then he goes into it. And it just made me love him that much more, you know. Because it makes me feel like that song is real.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm not going to say everything is that he writes, I'm sure. But
well, that's why I don't like his new record that much.
There's a lot, though, that I feel like that man. And I think what he's doing is he's making his money.
And you know what's crazy? He and I are the same age.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm older than Post Malone.
He and I are the same age.
Dang.
And that is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And that boy is covered in some tattoos.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to get there, but I know, you know, man. Everything's closed down. I got an arm that's almost done.
Yeah.
So that was two rounds, right?
Okay.
We're going to do another one?
I mean, I can try. I don't know.
I was just going to kind of branch off on, what do you...
I got a good one.
Okay.
Wait, I did three rounds.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I choose every corrupt politician to die so Trump can live forever and stay in office.
I figured that would come out.
Wait, what if Trump is a corrupt politician?
I mean, aren't they all?
That's how we'll find out.
Is he technically a politician, though?
He's right.
He's a businessman.
Does the simple fact that he's president now make him a politician?
Yes, because, yes, he's a politician now. But when he was running, they're like, he's not a politician. He doesn't know how to do this and that. Well, we don't need a politician. We need someone to get work done.
Right. Yeah. You know?
And I think that's what pissed everybody off. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's just a normal person. I'm like, I'm sorry. What was the qualifications for you to be president?
Be 35 years old.
And be an American citizen.
Yeah.
Born here. Right.
And have orange hair.
That's why he won.
It's the perfect hair. Nobody's hair is better. It's perfect.
It's perfect, and it is not from China.
That's good.
You got another one, Ethan?
No, I don't.
All right, well, I think that's good for that one right there, because I think I did three. Josh did three. I think you did two, at least.
Yeah, at least two. I was going to say, though, man, like, who are any of – I know you said you hate modern pop. I only put it on if there's nothing on the other stations I'm checking out. But I'm going to say this. I know people are probably going to think I am stupid, but take the biggest song that you're thinking of out of your head. But I actually really like Billie Eilish.
Okay, now, here's the thing. As a musician...
Who's Justice Bieber?
Okay, Dwight. I will never... I will never say that I think anybody's music is bad.
Right, I remember you saying
Excuse me, sir? But, now, as far as Billie Eilish is concerned, I think her music is so unique and so different from modern pop that it's kind of its own thing.
Okay, yeah, I kind of agree.
I can't say that I'll really listen to her the way that I listen to the music that I like a lot. But I fully and like 100% respect her as the artist that she is.
Okay.
I think she is doing a fantastic job.
I had put some of her other stuff on, and then when she did that, I heard like a live version of that new James Bond theme she did.
Yeah.
Dude, I know people talk junk about like whispering whatever to me. I think it sounds good, dude.
And see, the thing that I love about people like Billie Eilish and especially her is the reason that she's famous is I can't say 100%, but it has a lot to do with it, is because her brother.
Yeah.
You've heard that whole story?
I have, yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Basically, her brother and her would sit in their room and just like write songs and play music and do all this kind of stuff. And one day he was just like, I'm going to make you famous. So all of her songs that came out on their first record, her and her brother produced and recorded all of them.
Yeah.
By themselves. With all of the crazy effects and everything. Like, yep. the song Bad Guy,
yeah,
with that like kind of weird tune to it.
Yeah.
It's like a zipper or something that they like broke up and modulated to make into the little melody that it is.
That's cool.
Which is crazy. When that's how they used to make dubstep too.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different thing.
But dude, the thing is, like, I love her voice.
I think she's got a decent voice.
And I'd listen to that whole the album that you're talking about, and there was some stuff on there that I thought, man, it's just there's songs that are like poppy. There's one song that made me go like feel like throwback to the 90s,
yeah,
like West Coast style,
right?
And there's some, the other stuff's just, there's some sadder stuff on there that I'm like, dude, I know that like everybody was making fun of me, like, oh, that's like all 14-year-old girls, like, right. I'm crying, yeah, you know, my life's terrible, I'm in middle school. But I thought some of it was really good, man. I mean,
and not to pick at you, but I know you prefer female vocalists.
I do, I will say that, yeah.
And that's fine, but
not prefer is kind of a stronger word that I want to use for it. If I'm relaxing or something, I do like female vocals a lot.
But you like being sweet talked by ladies?
I take any sweet talking. No.
Hey there, boy.
Well, that's not too sweet.
You look pretty sweet.
That's
okay.
That's salty. Right. But is there any like artists like that you could think of that maybe you like kind of guilty pleasure or something? I guess?
Like guilty pleasure?
Yeah.
I would say just for the person that I think people take me to be,
Nick Jonas.
I'm gonna trade Josh Thomas for Ethan Dasher to live forever.
Bastard.
No, I think my guilty pleasure, like I've already mentioned it, is Post Malone.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad.
Simply because I talk about how much I don't like pop and the new age and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I personally don't view Post Malone as pop.
Yeah.
I think he is hip hop, which is almost there, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I think he's one of the most like raw and real artists in the pop scene right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm behind that.
And that's me. So what about you, Josh? Because we kind of talking about this now. So
I didn't know what else we had, so I just kind of wanted.
No, you're good.
To,
we got this stranded on an island thing next. But
yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure of who you listen to, right?
Or just something that, like,
does it have to be pop music? Because I don't.
It does not have to be.
No,
pop
but
music.
But I'd say think of something that me and Jacob are going to look at you and go, "Wow."
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty open book, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I only know you to listen to like Breaking Benjamin type stuff.
Yeah.
Some older country.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of metal, and that's all that I really know.
Eminem.
Okay.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's
I've
cool.
never heard
yeah.
you. We've talked about Eminem some, but I didn't know you listened to him.
I grew up listening to him, and like he's obviously a terrible influence.
But he's a fantastic artist.
The dude can lay some bars.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't agree with him politically, and I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that he talks about.
We've also said this before. We might as well go ahead and take any artist that we really care for, we already know politically we're probably not going to stand behind.
100% right. Almost. So. But for me, growing up listening to Eminem was pretty good because, I don't know, I think it kind of helped me a little bit through my childhood.
Okay, yeah.
Please stand up.
And exactly. And I bought...
There's spaghetti on a spaghetti already, spaghetti.
used to at the flea market when you could buy a CD. Yeah. They would have these bootleg CDs. They look just like the cover, and then you open it up, and it's a burned CD.
Yeah, and you have to be careful because sometimes it's some homemade porn.
Yeah. Well, I never had that. But I bought that CD at a flea market with my own money that I bought, like, I got money from selling stuff at a flea market one time.
Oh, yeah.
And bought a CD, bought some other stuff. But my cousin got in trouble with the Eminem CD, okay? And then he told him that I had it, too. He told his mom I had it, too.
What a narc.
She comes to my mom and tells her about it. My mom has my CD. She puts it in the computer to listen to it. She calls me inside to hear it. She's like, you don't even be listening to this stuff. I hear you. No, she's like, this is this filthy garbage. All he's doing is cussing, blah, blah, blah. If I catch you listening to this stuff, I'll whoop your ass, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mom, you're talking exactly like he is.
Yeah.
What's the difference? You're saying the same stuff he just said. But I was upset because I paid for that myself.
Yeah.
Like, come on. But, yeah, Eminem was one of those. And he's one of those artists I felt like he's kind of went away a little bit, come back a little bit, kind of. He's kind of like a roller coaster at times.
Yeah.
Some of his stuff I don't really care for, like the more poppy sound in his nasally style. I do not like that. The Marshall Mathers EP or LP, whatever it is.
The Curtain Call or whatever it was
that's
called.
That's the one
that record.
Yeah. But his Marshall Mathers sound and all that stuff, that was like, that's like iconic Eminem to me.
Yeah.
You know, but the dude can freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how he got started.
Yep.
He's doing that. So
dude, at 8 Mile, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dude, I know I take him serious, but Lil Dicky.
Dude,
can lay down.
And that's the thing. Like, the reason he's so serious is because he makes it to seem like everything's a joke.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's like super popular or doing great in the music scene, but he is. That dude can lay down some bars.
I know.
And his flow is incredible.
That's the thing. I've gone back and watched a bunch of stuff on YouTube where he's like on these other rap shows.
Yeah.
Like morning show, or I don't know, whatever they're on, like XM radio and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just like, they'll throw a beat on or he'll throw a beat on. And God bless, dude.
Yeah. And somebody else,
did you
man,
ever watch his show that I told you about?
No, I didn't watch it.
Boy, you got to watch that.
Yeah, but somebody else, like just talking about spitting bars and like being able to freestyle, is Lil Wayne.
See, I've never really listened to him like that.
Okay.
That's
but
how he writes his songs now, basically. He has it memorized. He don't have it. Like, he quit writing them
Lil
down.
Lil Wayne has never written down lyrics for a song.
Okay.
So he either, A, comes up with it as he's recording, or he just remembers everything and spits it. I don't. There's a lot of Lil Wayne that I don't like just because I don't like the flow or this, that, or the other. But there is also a lot that I really, really enjoy.
Okay, yeah.
From him.
I mean, I've listened to some stuff that I enjoyed. I just didn't know much about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do one round of the Stranded on an Island thing.
Okay.
And then we'll go ahead and call it quits. Not as long as our normal ones, but over an hour, that's good enough. Because this will probably add a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But Stranded on an Island, you can have three things. You have to say those three things and why. Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah, please do, because you're going to have to go to
I'm stranded on an island. I'm going to have the Bible.
Yeah.
I got to have something good to read, you know, like pop magazine crap. And let's see, my guitar. I'm going to have my guitar. I got to have something to do, right? And a knife, because I need to survive.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good three picks.
Okay, but I just want to make sure with this whole stranded on an island.
Yes.
Is this like we're stuck on this island and there's no chance of returning anywhere, or is this like...
You don't know.
Okay.
So you could be stuck there forever.
Okay.
But what are three things you would have to help you cope with being on an island?
I like nature. And this is really personal right here, but I used to religiously watch Bear Grylls and
did he drink his pee every episode and
just,
say
just
never
about
did it
just about and I can't remember his last name, but his first name was Les, but he was Survivor Man. I used to love those shows.
I remember those, yeah.
And
I've watched that.
Yeah, I remember some. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I used to have like a bug out bag with like the thermal blankets and the waterproof matches and all this kind of stuff. I feel like I could do pretty well out there if I had to. But the three things I would take, obviously would be not just a knife, it would be a K-bar.
Yeah.
I would want to have, you know, like a K-bar knife, and then, whatever amount I could carry of paracord, and then filtration straw for water.
Word.
That's what I would take. Because I feel like as far as like entertainment, I would just drive myself crazy trying to play guitar or anything like that. So I would just, I mean.
I might actually write something good.
You might, because nobody would ever hear it.
Dang.
But, yeah, that's what I would take.
Sweet.
Well, I, okay.
You can't take your truck.
Ain't no trucking
on it. No, 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 no.
He'd be riding around. No, he'll have a a raft and a stick, like he's shifting gears. Like,
yeah, I'll just sit around and I'll make some sticks and make a truck. No, I, dude, that's a tough one because if it's only three items.
Yeah.
All right, I was going to say a fishing rod.
Okay.
Because you're stuck on an island.
Man, that's a right. good one.
All right, a frying pan or some sort of pan so that you can have a fire, which you're going to have to, for the love of God, figure out how to do without the dang thing, because the next thing would have to be the K-bar so that you could skin the fish.
Yeah.
I mean
there are plenty of other ways to fish without a rod.
Y'all went more on the whole, I'm going to survive this. I went more on the, I just need something to do.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't know.
Josh is just out there waiting out his death, and we're actually trying to survive.
Yeah, and I guess he was probably the smarter one, really.
I don't know, man. I mean, it depends.
I could always bust up my guitar and burn it if I need to.
It sure would be the first time that I'd lose some weight.
It's Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. And the new series is called Naked, Fat, and Afraid.
Extra well, large series.
Yeah. No, but ours would be double XL. Yeah,
well, dang, they'll put man. Double XL for you, and then the follow-up's triple, and yeah. I'll come hobbling out there on the island. Oh, God. It's so hot out here.
How a whale survives on land.
Shaboo.
I love you, Ethan.
See, you know, that's a killer point, though, to bring up about the fishing rod. You can right. use something else. But see, I wouldn't know what else to use, so I'd be like, my God, I ain't even got no bait. I just got the fishing rod.
Right, exactly, and that's the thing, man.
See, if you have a knife, you can make a wooden spear and go out there and spear them, whatever.
I was thinking of that, too, but I don't know.
You know, and then you could, you know, make them a kebab, and put it over the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to, since you don't have matches or a lighter or anything like that, you would have to get two sticks to try to make a fire.
I was going to try to bring a gun and a bunch of ammo, and whoever, if I saw somebody, I'd start, pow, pow, up in the air. Hey, y'all, I'm over here, pow.
I'm over here, bang, bang. I'm about to bust.
It'd have to be a sniper, though, because like, if there was a ship way out there, it'd be like, oh, man, dude, please hit the side of this boat.
Yeah.
Pow.
You'd sink them, and then they'd be stranded.
Hey, we can all be stranded together.
Yeah, there you go.
They got lifeboats on them.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
If I had a gun with two bullets and Toby, Bin Laden, and Hitler in the same room, I'd shoot
Toby
twice.
I'd shoot Toby twice.
Curve the bullet.
Yeah.
Favorite James Almost.
Dang, man. Oh, all right, can we please say goodbye to our listeners? Because I got to pee.
Yeah, go pee.
I got to pay. Anyway, if you've heard anything on here that you actually liked or you want to chime in on, like, you know, the coronavirus or the dead celebrity draft pick, you can tell us who you'd bring back or three things you would like to have if you were stranded on an island. Go to bluecollarboysofficial.com. Send us some mail in there and we'll read it. We might read it on the next show if you send it in time. We usually do a new podcast every Monday, so always be on the lookout every Monday for a new podcast. And if you have a beard or you have a lady friend who has a beard, go to thebeardstruggle.com, bluecollar10, to get 10% off. And as always, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Look out for that MySpace. But we will catch you on the flippity flip.
This has been another Blue Collar Boys podcast.